Innovative idea on environmental issue emerged winner of the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow competition. Samsung Malaysia Electronics is thrilled to announce the winners of the Solve for Tomorrow 2020 competition, which kicked off on 9 October. With Team AIR from SMK SexScience 10 Coda Demansra walking away with the first prize for their innovative and proactive approach in addressing Malaysia's key challenges on environmental issue. While the second and third place winners were Team Yanoa from SMK P. Sri Aman, and Team STEM SRIU from SMK Sri Utama respectively. After weeks of dedication and hard work, the three finalists pitched their ideas through a virtual presentation to a panel of esteemed judges held on December 16, 2020. Their ability to create innovative solutions across both environment and social themes depicted their ability to embrace science, technology, engineering and math, STEM, methods and to be imaginative and bold in developing solutions to everyday problems faced by the Malaysian community. Dato Roje Yul, Director of Corporate Affairs, Samsung Malaysia Electronics said, "We are impressed with the out-of-box innovative thinking demonstrated by the participants. These remarkable young students have developed tangible solutions to problems faced by our communities. Through the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow competition, it is our aim to provide today's youth with an avenue to imagine and pursue a career in STEM." Team AIR presented their solution based on an environmental theme and received Samsung products valued up to RM16,900 that will be presented to the school, while each student will receive up to RM7,000 worth of Samsung products. The second prize went to Team Minoa, who shared an idea on environment. They received products worth up to RM13,500 for their school, while each student walked away with products worth up to RM6,000. The third prize was awarded to Team STEM SRIU, who developed an idea based on a social theme. The team received products valued up to RM10,000 for their school, while the students received products worth up to RM5,400 each. The teams were assessed by a panel of judges based on feasibility of the idea, creativity and uniqueness of the solution, the application of STEM knowledge, effectiveness of their presentations based on the theme selected. The panel of judges included Dato Roje Yul, Director of Corporate Affairs, Samsung Malaysia Electronics, IR; Dr. Masahid Ayanamohtar, Head of University Malaya STEM Center; Professor Dr. Rofina Yasmin Binti Othman, Associate Vice Chancellor, Industry and Community Networks, University Malaya; and Professor Dato Dr. Muhammad Sharif Muhammad Din Fash, Special Interest Group Biodiversity Academy San Malaysia. Winning ideas of the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow 2020 competition. Team AIR, SMK SexScience 10 Coda Demansra. The first prize winner, Team AIR developed a solution to detect water pollution and avoid water disruption, as disruption of water supply is very rampant, especially in the Klang Valley. Water quality is monitored manually by the water operator, hence resulting in late detection of any pollution. It further leads to a shutdown of the water treatment plant. This can be avoided if the water operator receives an early warning signal when the river is polluted above the allowed limit, enabling them to shut the pump and save the treatment plant. Currently, a sensor that detects water quality is submerged in the river that may result in the damage of sensor over time and an increase in maintenance. To overcome this and to monitor the quality of water in real time, students of Team AIR developed a solution using STEM. Through STEM-based solution, the sensor is able to monitor and transfer data on water quality by using Internet of Things, IoT, application and monitor it in real time. This innovation will enable the water operator to better manage water supply and minimize water disruption issues. The team comprising Hafi Adan bin Hizamal, Nuaani Fakiha binti Fakrirazi, and Ayuni Ilya binti Azmi were guided by Teacher Puan Noraini binti Muhammad Zain. Team Yanoa, SMK, P. Sri Aman. Team Yanoa developed an idea to improve the overall indoor air quality. Today, air pollution is a great concern. When we think of pollution, we always think about the air outside. For example, industrial smokestack, smoggy haze or cars in gridlock traffic. One, according to the United States Environment Protection Agency, EPA, the air quality in our homes can be worse than the air quality outside. The level of indoor air pollutants are often 2 to 5 times higher than outdoor levels too. Hence, There is a need to manage the indoor air quality as it can affect the health and well-being of occupants. The team comprising NG Sin Ning, Rianya Vilathan and Naili Saiz Weenabindi as I am under the guidance of teacher Puan. Bahia developed Breathe Wall, a smart living green wall. Breathe Wall is space efficient that increases the density of indoor plants and reduces significant forms of indoor air pollutants. It is equipped with a light-dependent resistor, LDR, for automated lighting system, moisture sensor and automated watering system. Breathe Wall combines multiple elements of STEM while integrating the Internet of Things, IoT, for mobile application for interaction and monitoring purposes. Breathe Wall is designed to reduce harmful pollutants, purify and humidify, and reduce surrounding heat while reducing noise level in crowded places. Team STEM SRIU, SMK SRI Uttama. The third prize winner, Team STEM SRIU, developed an idea as an alternative to manage the number of COVID-19 cases and for contact tracing. The current COVID-19 pandemic has called for stringent measures to contain the number of cases and for contact tracing. One such initiative is the need to register by scanning a QR code or register manually before entering a premise. Some are not comfortable to register manually for fear of using a pen that is contaminated. This could also pose a problem for those who forget their phones. Realizing this, participants developed a facial recognition and thermal scanner app for business owners that can be used as an alternative to the existing QR code and thermal scanner. The facial recognition and thermal scanner was designed to enable consumers/visitors to scan their face and complete the necessary information the first time around via the display at premises. The information will be captured in the data. The thermal scanner captures the person's temperature through the person's face. That way both the information and temperature are recorded. On their following trip, the person will only need to scan their face. This will help avoid any physical contact and manage the number of cases. The team comprising Naomi Tan, Kong Shi Shwen and Ong Ji Ching under the guidance of Puan Suryani Mahayidin used STEM solution to design the app that could help contain the spread of COVID-19. With the support of University Malaya STEM Center, the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow 2020 competition aimed at stimulating curiosity and inspiring students to use STEM methods to address Malaysia's key challenges through a unique platform that fosters innovative thinking, creative problem solving and teamwork. Participants were given the choice to propose their ideas focusing on any one of the four themes, namely health, education, environmental and social issues. Youth today are dealing with constant evolving technology that is changing the world. I believe that Samsung Solve for Tomorrow competition aids in strengthening students' STEM knowledge as well as encouraging the young to think creatively, seek out problems and approach them with new ideas to build a better future for all. The ideas and solutions we received were practical and impactful in solving the challenges we face today. And I hope this competition will continue to nurture our nation's future STEM innovators and leaders, added Ear. Dr. Masahid Ayanamotor, head of University Malaya STEM Center. For more information about Solve for Tomorrow, please visit www.samsung.com/my/solvefortomorrow/http://csr.samsung.com/n/main.do. 1. 2.